Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. This is still the Easter season. It'll be that way for a number of days here, and we want to celebrate what God has done for us. And you can say what God has done for me. Someone gave his life for me, for you, for each one of you, that you might live for all eternity with him. Think about that. You're not going to just die and disappear. When you die, you will appear before God, and he will judge us. Please make sure that your life right now doesn't have any, you're not using excuses to get out of things. Let us honestly put ourselves before God and ask him, Lord, teach me, walk with me, help me, that I might be more and more like you, that I might be more and more a disciple of your people. Please, don't just let this be a feast that goes away after a few days. It's your life. It's your eternal life that we're celebrating. Christ died. Remember this. He died for all of us, each of us. He died. Open your eyes. Open your heart. This world is just the beginning of eternal life if you follow him. Let's take a look at the readings now. The first one is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 36 to 41. On the day of Pentecost, Peter said to the Jewish people, "Let the whole house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and they asked Peter and the other apostles, "What are we to do, my brothers?" Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promises made to you and to your children, to those, all those far off, whomever the Lord our God will call." He testified with many other arguments and was exhorting them, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 persons were added that day. Please, brothers and sisters, if you've not been baptized, please, please come to the priest. Or if you are Protestant, come to your minister. Please be baptized. "The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord," says Psalm 33. "Upright is the word of the Lord. All his works are trustworthy. He loves justice and right. Of the kindness of the Lord, the earth is full. See, the eyes of the Lord are upon those who fear him." That means reverence him, put him first. "Upon those who hope for his kindness, to deliver them from death and preserve them in spite of famine." Our soul, your soul, my soul, waits for the Lord, who is our help and our shield. May your kindness, O Lord, be upon us who have put our hope in you. Think about that. He wants to bless us so much, but we so often just cling to human remedies and certainly take advantage of human remedies. But brothers and sisters, also, please turn to the Lord and ask him for help. Be at peace. We look now to the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 11 to 18. Mary Magdalene stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. I don't know about you, but I would be shocked. I'd be overwhelmed. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and to your God." Mary went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he had told her. It's interesting that it's Mary Magdalene that he came to. He forgave her her sin. She was made good in the sight of God, and he appeared to her to spread the news that he was risen from the dead. Can you imagine what a time like that must have been for her? Just think of it. The woman who had sinned was forgiven, and she became one, I'm sure with many others, but she became one to announce to the people, "I've seen him. He's risen from the dead." That would be quite a statement, wouldn't it? Please, brothers and sisters, think of the miracle that this was. Think of it. They went through Good Friday with such sorrow and pain and loss, and to see him crucified on the cross was there we have the evidence. It's true. He died. He's gone. Can you imagine what you would feel like? Can you imagine what you would think of at a time like that? And then the words come, "I saw him. He is risen from the dead." Can you imagine? I'll bet there was shock, denial, some people agreeing, but it would certainly be impossible. "We saw him die. He's dead." And they hear the message, "He is risen from the dead." I don't know about you, but even today, that kind of sends chills up and down my back. It's not just a past story. It's a reality. He is risen from the dead. And he watches over us, and he seeks to save us. Don't run from him. Come to him, no matter what your sin, no matter what the evil you have done, no matter the doubts, discouragement, depression. Come to the Lord and say, "Lord, Lord, thank you for what you have done for me. My goodness," I often think, I don't know about you, but I often think, somebody saved me. Somebody saved me. Yes, he saved all of us, but he saved me. And you should say that to yourself. He saved me. He saved my wife. He saved my husband. He saved us. Please, brothers and sisters, this is as real for you today as it was thousands of years ago. Open your heart and know what God has done for you is as fresh today as it was the day it happened. You are so very, very loved. I came across this little poem that I want to share with you. Kiara Lubich, she was the founder and the president of the Focolare movement. And this is what she said. Jesus, on Easter morning, you appeared to Mary Magdalene. You call her by name. You have forgotten the life she left behind her, her troubled past, her sins. You call her. Do you call each of us in the same way? Once we have decided to love you, do you forget our past too? Do you call us too by name? How can we continue to worry about our failures, our past, our sins? Jesus, are you not the same now as you were then? Jesus forgives. If you haven't gone to confession, please, please go. Please give your life to the Lord. Thank him for his forgiveness. Please, brothers and sisters, you can be set free from all kinds of things. You're a son or a daughter of God. God wants you with him in heaven, and he wants you there with him forever. He's given us himself. He's given us his death and resurrection. Please, brothers and sisters, please turn to him, because this message is for you. It's not just for numerous people, hundreds of people. It's meant for you. He loves us, and he wants us as his disciples and his followers. Men and women, let's rise up again with joy in our heart and take time this week to thank him again and again for what he has done for you. I ask God to bless you, bless your family, bless all those who care about you and all those you care for. May we all know the blessing of this Easter season. And if our life has been difficult or bad, you can turn it around by just saying to the Lord, Lord Jesus, help me. Help me that I might follow you. Help me that I might begin to thank you for what you have done for me. May God abundantly lead you and bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.